Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Daily Complaint. My name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member of End Consulting, and I will be your cruise director and hostess for this episode of the Daily Complaint. So welcome. Welcome to those of you who are joining us for the first time. What a wonderful step, or first step, I should say, in knowing your rights and asserting your rights. Know your rights and assert your rights is our heartbeat, our motto, our pulse, our bloodline here at the Daily Complaint and at End Consulting. We truly believe in your right to know your rights, hence your consumer rights, and absolutely your right to assert your rights, which is exercising your consumer rights. But obviously, you've got to know them in order to assert them, and that's why we bring to you the Daily Complaint. So again, welcome to those of you who are joining us for the first time. Welcome to those of you who are joining us for the second, third, fourth, fifth, tenth, however many times. What a wonderful step in knowing your rights and asserting your rights. If you've listened once, we know that you're interested. If you've listened twice, three times, four times, we know that you're serious in knowing your rights and asserting your rights. So there's definitely no shortage of complaints for us to cover on the Daily Complaint. There's never a shortage of solutions for us to provide to you. For those of you who are struggling borrowers, for those of you who are current and being defrauded by escrow or fees or whatever it is that ails you, we are absolutely here at the Daily Complaint to help you. So, again, welcome to the Daily Complaint. It is Thursday, July 9th. That's right, folks, it's already July 9th, so there's no better time to keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind and to exercise your consumer rights than today. We're already halfway through 2015, so before you let the other half bite you in the rear end, why don't we take another 27 minutes and talk about your consumer rights and how to assert them. And by the way, folks, almost everything that we talk about here at the Daily Complaint, even though we focus a lot on home and home mortgage, a lot of it extends to other consumer rights that you have dealing with any financial service or product, to include credit cards, credit reports, auto loans, payday loans, other financial services. So again, we're not just providing consumer rights to those people that own homes, to those consumers that own homes or rent homes or whatever your situation is. We also provide solutions for those of you who are dealing with other types of financial services or financial products issues. Okay? So let me back up a little bit and let me reintroduce myself. As I said, my name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member of End Consulting. Just a fancy way of saying I own End Consulting. Excuse me. We bring to you the Daily Complaint every weekday. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, today, Thursday, and tomorrow, which is File Friday. We're going to talk about some of the successes that we've had, last week with regard to loan modifications and other successes that we had with regard to stopping foreclosures and pathways for you to do the same, okay? So before we get to that, because that's going to be File Friday, we've got to talk about Thursday, which is today. So like I said, welcome to the Daily Complaint. We air live. The Daily Complaint is brought to you by End Consulting Live every weekday at 8:30 a.m. West Coast, California Pacific Time. We air for 30 minutes live. However, many of you know I'm long-winded, so I often go over 30 minutes. But that's no problem because every single show is archived immediately following the show. So as I was stating, we air live at 8:30 a.m. West Coast, California Pacific Time to 9 a.m. We also air live simultaneously because it's live at 11:30 a.m. East Coast, New York Eastern Time for 30 minutes till noon. So we also know that you are busy folks. Many of you have full-time jobs, or you're looking, which is also a full-time job. So you may not have time to listen to us live, which is why, as I was stating before, the dailycomplaint.com is our show page, which houses every single episode of the Daily Complaint. So whether you have an issue with NationStar, Caliber, SLS, Bayview, Chase, Bank of America, we've pretty much covered, I think, at this point, almost every mortgage servicer, GreenTree, Citibank, City Mortgage. So there's no reason for you to not know your rights and to develop a pathway for you to assert your rights. Because reality is you do have a lot of rights. And collectively, together, as one nation, as consumers, we can rise up and assert our consumer rights. That's what we do here at the Daily Complaint, folks. We're not attorneys. I'm not going to tell you how to sue anybody. I legally can't do so, and nor do I want to do so. I don't necessarily believe that suing is always the best policy. However, I do believe that in some cases it might warrant that, depending upon how far a bank or a mortgage servicer or lender has gone to violate your consumer rights. Okay? So while I don't advocate immediately for a lawsuit as a solution, because like I said, I'm not an attorney. I don't know what each law is in each and every state, nor do I want to know. Your consumer rights are generally more on a federal level than they are on a state level. However, there are state laws that deal with consumer rights as well. So it's best to get educated, folks. And that's why the front half of our motto is Know Your Rights. Because whether they're state or federal, and we generally talk about federal rights here at the Daily Complaint because we have a national audience here. We don't just do it for one state or one subset of consumers. So reality is because we have a national audience, we err on the side of federal law. We talk a lot about the CFPB, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Their website, by the way, is consumerfinance.gov. We are actively pushing the FTC, the CFPB, the OCC, the Department of Treasury, NBC, ABC, CBS, PBS, to all do a public service announcement with regard to the CFPB. So far, we've gotten one response from the FTC, who has notified us that we need to contact the CFPB directly. So we do so via social media, but we might take it one step further and see if we can't get the CFPB to put together a public service announcement. After all, it is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, but yet many of you don't know it exists because how would you? There's nobody that's going to knock on your door and say, hey, visit consumerfinance.gov, which is why we've taken the lead in doing so and making sure that you all know as consumers that the CFPB exists. It's only been in existence, I believe, since 2011 approximately. It was established by Senator Warren, Congresswoman Elizabeth Warren, through the Dodd-Frank Act. And it has the potential to be a wonderful regulatory agency and where everybody can go to file complaints, but consumers have to rise up. So far, they've only received 275,000 complaints over the, 4-year span, and I guarantee you they would have gotten millions if they would have put up a public service announcement so people knew that they could complain there. Okay? So again, part of the goal is getting educated. That's why the front end is knowing your rights. The back end is always going to be asserting your rights or taking action. We actually engage in a three-step plan, which we're going to unleash to you today, and we do so every day. And what I like to recommend is either take it as it is, tweak it to make it fit you, or pull it apart and figure out what works best for you. Like I said, our heartbeat, our motto, how we live here at the Daily Complaint and End Consulting is by knowing our rights and asserting our rights. It's our goal to bring you as consumers through the Daily Complaint hope and optimism. It's our goal to remove that dark cloud and provide you with options and a pathway for success. But you can't do so unless you know your rights and assert your rights. However, we also employ, like I said, an attack strategy or a game plan. It's three steps, pretty basic. It borrows from our motto, our heartbeat of knowing your rights and asserting your rights. And the first step is always going to be education, folks. Regardless of whether you're starting a business, own a business, work for somebody else, utilizing services that somebody else is providing, education is key. The more educated you are, the better opportunities and more options you're going to have in life, period. And I'm not talking about formal education. I'm talking about knowledge. If you read every day, you're going to be more knowledgeable. Okay, maybe not so much fiction, but, you know, read something important. Read something inspirational every day and build that base of knowledge within your brain. And I promise you, your life is going to expand, as is your knowledge base. So that's why our number one step, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing or doing it or in what arena, is always going to be education. Because, again, knowledge is power. Step two. My favorite step is investigation. Know what's going on. Investigate your mortgage. Investigate your financial products, your financial services. Know what you're buying. Know what you've agreed to. Know what's occurring. Know what's being violated. And investigate what's going on. If you're dealing with escrow fraud, investigate all the portions or components of your escrow. Investigate what a mortgage servicer or lender can hold an escrow on your behalf. Make sure you know that. Part of that is knowledge. Part of that is investigation. What are they holding? What are they allowed to hold? Those are under RESPA, Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. And by the way, you can figure that out as well at the CFPB's website or on or via the CFPB's website. And again, that's consumerfinance.gov. So like I said, knowledge is always going to be the first step by way of education, which is our step one. Two is always going to be investigation. You got to figure out what's going on if you're going to address it. And you've got to know what laws are being broken or what rules are being broken or what consumer rights are being infringed upon if you're going to assert them. And then once you've got the education, folks, and you've got the investigation portion down, guess what? You're ready to take action, okay? And some people have different options than others. If your mortgage is still current, meaning, well, not current, if your mortgage is still owned by you, you're going to have different options than if it's post-foreclosure. So let's say pre-foreclosure, you're going to have different options than post-foreclosure. Mid-foreclosure, you're going to have different options. Okay, so today we're going to look at a complaint, which is daunting to me. Most of them are daunting because I can't believe that people are actually experiencing these things still, even though I witness it every day. It's still amazing to me that banks and mortgage servicers and debt collectors are allowed to get away with this. Okay, but again, the only way for us collectively to stop it, folks, is to rise up as consumers and to assert our consumer rights, okay? So today we're going to talk about SPS, Select Portfolio Servicing, okay? They're a mortgage servicer slash debt collector, okay? So they're probably one of the, I wouldn't even say smaller ones, but maybe less prevalent as far as what you hear about. You hear a lot about Ocwen and NationStar and Caliber Home Loans. SPS stands for Select Portfolio Servicing. And a lot of times SPS and SLS, specialized loan servicing, get mixed up, but they're both about on even keel with regard to exposure for a consumer, okay? So today our complaint comes to us from, I think her name's Alicia Jackson. She's out of Florida. Her complaint was posted July 1st, 2015, so we're about a week late, or a week old, okay? And probably a week late, if not more, okay? And her complaint is small, yet it's very complex, but yet it breaks some fundamental rules set forth by the CFPB, or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. So we're going to look at those on the back end, and then we're going to talk about what Alicia can do at this point. You know, unfortunately, she's on the other side of foreclosure. We're going to see that today. And I don't know what the rescission laws are with regard to right of rescission. Usually they're not in favor of the borrower or the homeowner, from what I've seen. I don't know what hers are in Florida. She's going to have to get more aware of those. But that doesn't prevent her from asserting her rights, and even from possibly hiring an attorney if she feels that she was wrongfully foreclosed on, okay, which is what I actually believe per her complaint. So without further ado, let's give Alicia Jackson the floor. Like I said, her complaint is against SPS, or Select Portfolio Servicing. Her complaint title is Loan Modification Short Sale Foreclosure. Okay. Her complaint is devastating, and this is how it goes. Alicia states, my loan was sold to Select Portfolio Servicing by Chase. Once they obtained my loan, they added attorney fees and other fees on my $218,000 home loan from Chase. I applied numerous times for a loan modification, but was always denied. Per Select Portfolio, my loan totaled $350,000. That seems like, if her loan was $218,000, how could it total $350,000? Even with late fees and attorney fees, and I don't know how late she was, but even so, how does it get to $350,000? How does it increase by $132,000? You know, there's just something not right in those calculations, in my opinion. But again, I've never seen the documents. I don't know Alicia, so I don't know. So Alicia goes on to state, I opted for a short sale. I had an approved short sale. An approved short sale. Okay. So in my understanding, an approved short sale is when you have a buyer and they've already done the paperwork to move forward. Okay. However, Alicia states, they, or SPS, auctioned / foreclosed on my home and gave me 24 hours notice to move my family and myself. Which, again, that doesn't, it doesn't seem right for me, because even, I mean, 24 hours seems like not a lot of time. And again, I don't know the laws that are for eviction with regard to foreclosure and auctioning off a house in Florida. So she's going to have to take a look at that. But what I do know are RESPA rules and CFPB guidelines and rules that were put in place, federal laws, federal rules that were put in place to prevent something exactly like this from happening. Alicia goes on to state, they not once tried to work with me to make my home affordable, and now I've lost my home. So, first of all, let's just look at this in its entirety, and let's pick apart what issues that I would say need more research, okay? And this is the thing. Even though she's been kicked out of her home, that doesn't mean that she still can't file a complaint, okay? Because you still have rights. Even if your home has been foreclosed on, you still have consumer rights and you still have the ability. Like I said, I'm not a lawyer. I don't plan on being a lawyer. I'm not going to give you legal advice. But you still have an opportunity to explore what options exist that you might have for suing SPS if you truly feel like your consumer rights were violated and you were dealt with in an unlawful manner. Okay, so I wouldn't rule that out entirely, especially on the back end of a foreclosure, because like I said, the rescission or the different laws that are in place in each state vary. Generally, the right to rescind is not in favor of the homeowner. Okay. However, like I said, there are always remedies in which, now granted, Alicia may have moved on, but at the same time, why would she be posting a complaint if she's mentally and emotionally moved on? So I would say that she still needs to exercise her consumer rights and find out what went on. Okay? So, couple things that I would address in a complaint. Okay? One, how did her loan principal balance go from $218,000 to $350,000? I don't understand that at all. Where did $132,000 come from? Okay. Number two, if she had an approved short sale and if it was moving forward, why was she foreclosed on? If SPS agreed to a short sale and she was in compliance, then my understanding is that the laws set forth by RESPA Dodd-Frank CFPB prevent this actual thing from happening. Okay? Take a look at those laws. Okay? We often read from consumerfinance.gov, which is the CFPB's website. On the top left, you're going to see there's an American flag and it says an official website of the United States government. Okay. I feel like that holds some weight. Okay? We read often from this newsroom posting bulletin that was posted up in January 2013 but didn't go into effect. They gave mortgage servicers and lenders an entire year till January 2014. I believe the actual date was January 10th, 2014, for these new rules and protections to go into effect. So they gave everybody a year, 12 months to get prepared for them, okay? Yet every day I see and experience them being violated or being, let's say, taken out of context to fit the needs or suit the needs of the mortgage servicer or lender. The title of the bulletin is CFPB Rules Establish Strong Protections for Homeowners Facing Foreclosure. The subtitle is New Rules Prevent Servicer Surprises and Runarounds for Mortgage Borrowers. And the section that I want to pay close attention to, folks, is the Strong Protections for Struggling Borrowers. We often read this over and over and over and over again because I think this is the one thing that many consumers are missing when they're trying to assert their consumer rights. Okay? So, the CFPB's mortgage servicing rules ensure that borrowers in trouble get a fair process to avoid foreclosure. Well, it doesn't sound like Alicia's process was very fair to avoid foreclosure. Borrowers shouldn't have to worry about mortgage servicers cutting corners or losing applications for relief. They should be told about their options and given time to apply and be considered for loan modifications and other alternatives. Most of all, they shouldn't be surprised by the start of a foreclosure proceeding until they've had time to explore all available options. If they act diligently to seek alternatives, they should not face a foreclosure sale before their applications have been evaluated. Okay? The new protections for struggling borrowers include, there are five of them. I think the ones that apply to, or the one probably that applies the most is the fifth one, so we'll save it for the last. But we often read these, so we're going to read them in their entirety today, okay? Just so you know what protections you have. By the way, there are new protections being proposed. I don't know if and when they're going to go into effect, but they strengthen many of these and clarify or ask the mortgage servicer or lender to clarify. Because like I said, I believe a lot of mortgage servicers and lenders like SPS, like NationStar, like ASC or Wells Fargo, they often take out the gray areas, and that's what they use to defend their actions, okay? So, number one protection, restricted dual tracking. Under the CFPB's new rules, dual tracking, or when the servicer moves forward with foreclosure while simultaneously working with the borrower to avoid foreclosure, is restricted. Well, if they're working on a short sale, it certainly sounds like that's something that they've been working on, and it seems like it should fit into there, okay? So, number two, notification of foreclosure alternatives. Servicers must let borrowers know about their loss mitigation options to retain their home after borrowers have missed two consecutive payments. They must provide them a written notice that includes examples of options that might be available to them as alternatives to foreclosure and instructions for how to obtain more information. Okay, number three, direct and ongoing access to servicing personnel. Servicers must have policies and procedures in place to provide delinquent borrowers with direct, easy, ongoing access to employees responsible for helping them. These personnel are responsible for alerting borrowers to any missing information on their application, telling borrowers about the status of any loss mitigation application, and making sure documents get to the right servicing personnel for processing. Okay? Fair review process. The servicer must consider all foreclosure alternatives available from the mortgage owners or investors, those with decision-making power over the loan, to help the borrower retain the home. These options can range from deferment of payments to loan modifications, and servicers can no longer steer borrowers to those options that are most financially favorable for the servicer. Okay, so we've read through the first four. We've saved the best for last. No foreclosure sale until all other alternatives considered. Servicers must consider and respond to a borrower's application for a loan modification if it arrives at least 37 days before a scheduled foreclosure sale. If the servicer offers an alternative to foreclosure, they must give the borrowers time to accept the offer before moving for foreclosure judgment or conducting a foreclosure sale. Servicers cannot foreclose on a property if the borrower and servicer have come to a loss mitigation agreement unless the borrower fails to perform under that agreement. Okay, so again, in my opinion, if SPS approved Alicia for a short sale and they were going through the process, why did they foreclose on the home? To me, that would be the breach where the last sentence, servicers cannot foreclose on a property if the borrower and servicer have come to a loss mitigation agreement. Okay, so what steps can Alicia take? Like I said, I don't know what right she has to rescission. I don't know how long it's been, but generally rescission is not in favor of a borrower. However, if I were Alicia, I would still submit a complaint to the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau at consumerfinance.gov. They will make SPS respond. I would also go to the Attorney General of my state and file a complaint. I'd also file a complaint with the Department of Financial Institutions or Department of Financial Services in my state and find out exactly what happened, okay? Because by doing that, you're gaining information and you can make a determination as to what other options you have. For example, if you feel you were wrongfully foreclosed on, you might want to consult with an attorney about a lawsuit. Okay, but why do that first? I would say go to, if your house is already sold and gone, it's already sold and gone. Go to the CFPB at consumerfinance.gov, submit a complaint. On the top right, they have a submit a complaint button. Go to the Attorney General, file a complaint there, and exercise those options at this point to get the information you need. That way, when you go to the attorney, you have all the information you need. So, folks, that's what we recommend here at the Daily Complaint. We recommend always that you know your rights and assert your rights. We always recommend that you take the three steps: one, education; two, investigation; and three, action, in order to assert your consumer rights and to gain the knowledge you need to do so. We'll be back tomorrow with another great edition or episode of the Daily Complaint. Thank you so much for your support. It means the world to us. We are blessed and grateful to be able to come to you every weekday, 8:30 a.m. West Coast, 11:30 a.m. East Coast, and bring to you the Daily Complaint. So, folks, have a wonderful day. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Don't forget to know your rights and assert your rights and get educated about your consumer rights. If you have any questions, feel free to visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. You can contact me directly. My signature is at the bottom. Again, my name is Dana Schaffman. Otherwise, you can contact us via Twitter and Facebook if that's more comfortable to you. But folks, reality is that you need to take action. Don't suffer in silence. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another awesome edition of The Daily Complaint. This is The Daily Complaint.